This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two former sheriff's deputies in Boulder County have been convicted of manslaughter. CPR's Matt Moret reports a jury found that they caused a man's death while transporting him.
In 2018, deputies James O'Brien and Adam Lunn were called to pick up 23-year-old Demetrius Shankling and take him to a detox center. According to an arrest affidavit, they forced Shankling, who was 6 feet tall, into a holding compartment that was less than 5 feet long. Shankling was on his stomach, with his hands cuffed behind his back and his legs wedged against the wall. An autopsy showed that position, combined with drugs and alcohol in Shankling's system, blocked his breathing. The former deputies will be sentenced in November. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A nonprofit in Fort Morgan is bridging the information gap for the county's large immigrant and refugee community when it comes to the virus and vaccines. Susana Guardado is with the group One Morgan County. She told Colorado Matters they're doing outreach in multiple languages.
I'm still marveled at how many people haven't had access to the vaccine or know where they can get it, demystifying things like it's free, you don't need to provide ID, insurance, anything like that.
A Paralympian from Colorado Springs became one of the first two paratriathletes to be multi-medalists in the game's history. Haley Dance won the silver medal in the women's triathlon, which she had also done in the 2016 Rio Olympics. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.